From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Bermuda's former premier has spoken of the friendly fire that led to her being forced out by MPs from her own party. Emotional appeals to the Vatican and the EU to save the life of a jailed Cuban dissident, and a strike badly disrupts the operations of St. Lucia's banks. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Bermuda today, people appear to have taken in their stride the sudden removal of Jennifer Smith as premier. MPs from Ms. Smith's own Progressive Labour Party pushed her aside on Sunday, barely 2 days after she'd led them to another election victory. The opposition did narrow the gap, and Ms. Smith came close to defeat in her own constituency. That gave encouragement to 11 rebel MPs who say they've never liked her aloof and arrogant style of leadership. Today, Ms. Smith was lying low, avoiding the glare of publicity. But she said in her farewell speech yesterday she was resigning for the sake of party unity. She also made references to friendly fire and deceit on the part of her colleagues. Jim McKee is a news editor with BBC Radio in Bermuda. His sense is that Bermudians don't miss her that much.
The acclamation of Mr. Scott as the new premier is being welcomed as a refreshing change by many of the people we've spoken to in the streets of Hamilton, and many say they see it as a step towards unifying the Progressive Labour Party.
Mr. Scott told us that he